Did you ever consider what would have happened if any of these substances were given to, say, unwitting people?
Oh, I don't remember having considered that specifically. I
trust perhaps you've thought about it.
Your question again, what would I have thought had I known that
any of these substances
would have been given to
testing it out on an American citizen?
Jose Delgado experimented on four human subjects using radio waves, reporting they experienced different emotions, sensations, and colored visions.
At normal speed, the numbers on the screen appear meaningful.
Delgado stated that these weapons were, quote, more dangerous than atomic destruction.
But when we slowed down our video frame by frame, we found subliminal flashes of words.
With knowledge of the brain, he said, we may transform, we may shape, direct, roboticize.
These words trigger electrical activity responses in the brain and reveal private anxieties and other weaknesses.
I think the great danger of the future is that we will have roboticized human beings who are not aware that they have been roboticized.
And this command, which is brought in bypassing consciousness.
Dr. Delgado was in fact responsible for the development of the brain transponder that was used to roboticize human subjects.
We're surrounded by pathological, completely psychopathic corporations, and there's a feedback loop because those corporations are made by psychopathic men. They don't just arise on their own. So there's a feedback loop between the psychopathic pseudo-self, you know, the pseudo-human being, and they have been artificialized, and they have been thinned out in their consciousness. If, as long as that pseudo-self is taken irrationally for the real self, no progress is going to be made. So the schools, the institutions, the colleges, the universities, the consensus, the television, all of the forms of control are to do precisely that. Then we have a Leviathan which says, don't worry, it's fixable. Come and suck these drugs. It's just a mechanical failure of the simulacra self.
Direct access to the most complex neurocognitive processes associated with the self, in other words, episodic memory, that define the individual within the brain. A person's memory, consciousness, and sense of self can be fully accessed and modified by electromagnetic means. Especially a person's personality can be completely shaped, much like the research of Dr. Ewan Cameron. Virtually any mental state can be artificially injected into a human brain from an exterior source. The most frightening thing is that the means for doing this already exist in a fully operational form on a worldwide basis. The power levels for these amplitudes are similar to those associated with the signals generated globally by radio and communication systems. Within the last two decades, a potential has emerged which was improbable, but which is now marginally feasible. This potential is the technical capability to influence directly the major portion of the approximately 6 billion brains of the human species by generating neural information within a physical medium within which all members of the species are immersed. The entire human race can be controlled through the use of electromagnetic influence piggybacked on television, radio networks, or other technological means.
You and your friends walking around like zombies with no fucking idea of